أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. We continue with the second portion of ayah number 3 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the first portion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those meats, those animals which are impermissible. Here Allah ta'ala says, Al-Yawma ya'isa al-ladina kafaru min dinikum. On this day, in other words, at this time, the disbelievers has become distraught, they have lost hope with regards to your deen, in other words, the destruction of your deen. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Do not fear them, but fear me. This verse was revealed in the last Hajj, or the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 8th year, as we discussed, was the conquest of Makkah. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the conquest, the Quraysh of Makkah had accepted Islam and Iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the tribes of the Arabian Peninsula had waited for the Quraysh of Makkah to accept Islam. Their accepting Islam was a reason for the other tribes to accept Islam. And now the Arabian Peninsula, the different tribes had come into Islam. And now the deen of Allah Ta'ala had become strong. Islam had gained dominance. And those few selected individuals who had not yet accepted Islam became despondent. They despaired with regards to any destruction about the deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have become despondent, they despaired. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Have absolutely no fear with regards to them now. Fear me, continue to live this deen of Islam, continue to uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. After the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some Yahud scholars had come to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Other narrations, other scholars had gone to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they said that they are these verses of the Quran that had they been revealed to us, we would have earmarked the day of its revelation as the day of celebration. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired from them as to which verse or verses of the Quran they are. So the response was this verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I remember well that this verse was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Arafat, and it was Yawmul Jum'ah on the day of Arafat when it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other narrations reveal that it was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was mounted on his camel very close to Jabalur Rahmah. The camel could not take the weight of the revelation and hence it sat down, and some narrations reveal it was at the time after the Asr Salat, in other words, the last portion of the day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day had made Jama bayn as-salatayn. He joined the Zuhr and Asr together, and it was that last portion of the day when this ayah was revealed. And again on the revelation of this ayah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became grieved and he began to cry. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from him, "O Umar, why do you grieve and why do you cry?" So he said, "If such is the message of Allah Ta'ala in this verse, then there remains very few days for you to live in this world, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So that was the 10th of Zulhijjah. And then if we count Muharram, Safar, and then in Rabiul Awwal on the 12th, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left this world. So the message of Allah Ta'ala is, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, that on this day we had completed your deen. The completion of the deen insofar as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had commented on this is that the hudud of the shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed, the obligations of deen had been completed, as far as akhlaq and social etiquette, that had also been completed, interpersonal relationship, all of it had been completed, and there remained no scope for anyone to add anything into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I had completed my favor upon you. The favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here was that Fateh Makkah had taken place, and now in this year, the 10th year of the Hijrah, there was no mushrik that stood side by side with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Hajjatul Wada. We would remember in the 9th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had performed the Hajj. The announcement was made that nobody will come now into the precincts of the Haram in a state of kufr. So now that had also been cleansed, and also together with that, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, I had completed my favor upon you, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed the hidayah upon sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed the favor of this entire deen. And then, of course, the favor and the greatest favor was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would keep this deen right till the day of Qiyamah. The other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, insofar as their deen was concerned, it was perfect, but it was perfect for that particular time, and then it became, the entire deen became abrogated when the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Islam came into being, and of course this deen will never be abrogated. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I was pleased with Islam as your deen. And this is a favor that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَنْ اِطُرَّ فِي مَخْمَسَةٍ غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ. Now again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person that is constrained in starvation. A person has not eaten. They is constrained with regards to acquisition of food. He cannot find any halal food and is constrained in starvation. There is only haram that is available. غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ, and he's not inclined towards any sin. In other words, he is not wanting to eat the haram, but there is absolute starvation. Then he can eat that haram as much as is necessary without sinning, without transgression. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all kind. Allah ta'ala will forgive that individual. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.